Now you say your music is punk, yet it has a very strong reggae influence.
Yeah, that's right. And all sorts of other influences as well that we've assimilated and made into Clash punk rock. Yeah.
How many other bands can you name that play punk rock today in 1982?
Oh, I don't know.
There's millions of new punk bands in England, but it's music called Oi.
Can't name.
And I don't think it's going forward. You know, we always stress going forward, even though we lost a lot of people along the way. We wanted to stay back, you know. We don't see any point in staying back. We want to move forward.
Well, where are you moving in a musical direction?
That we're going to play better and better. You know, we're learning to play publicly.
Any plans for any new albums?
Yes, we've got one on the go at the moment. It's in the oven.
It's in the oven.
Sometime in the future.
When will it be cooked?
Well, hopefully at the end of April it'll be presented.
Any title yet?
Yes.
Go on.
It's the title, provisional, is The Rat Patrol from Fort Bragg with 1G.
The Rat Patrol from Fort Bragg?
Yeah, but it might not be by the time. We might change it.
Will that be a single or double album?
A single album with an added something or another.
A 45, 12 inch.
Hopefully.
And what about Black Market Clash? Bank Robber Dab?
A collection of bits and pieces. Sort of things that hadn't been released before, some B-sides
that
aren't available.
In America on this new thing that they claimed
didn't catch on.
Is going to catch on, called a 10-inch record.
Let's do
the 10-inch thing. We just put all the tracks that we hadn't released in America on it, or haven't released at all.
They just released their best-known tracks on these 10-inch albums, you know what I mean? Cheap Trick and, I don't know, whoever. They just released four of their tracks that we put, how many did we put on it?
Quite a big 10, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
So this was only released in America?
Well, originally, it has since been released in Australia as a real album, but it doesn't really count. It's just something that they kind of thought up and we agreed to. And then the thing didn't catch on, the 10-inch record, you know what I mean? Because it didn't make that size rack. It was a problem, right? And so it used to get lost amongst the 12-inch ones.
What about this tour? How long have you been on the road?
Well, I think we've been away from London since May. But that counts 2 months recording in New York as well. So we've done England, Europe, New York, Paris, Tokyo.
It's more England.
More England, more Europe, Australia, and now Hong Kong.
New Zealand. And what do you think of the audience here in Hong Kong?
Very, very lively.
First Asian stage invasion.
Oh, I get it, right. Because everybody was coming up on the stage. Do you like that, or does it annoy you?
Not at all. As long as we can carry on playing. If people are enjoying themselves, why not?
Locally, I don't like it.
Not their show.
How many songs did you play on your set tonight?
Good question.
32.
And the show went on for something like 2.25 hours, so you must be really tired.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it all again.
And where are you going to next?
Bangkok.
Bangkok. And after that?
Back to Ladbroke Grove.
Back to the UK.
Yeah.
Any plans for a tour in the summer?
I'm going to get a tan standing in the English rain.
We're going to tour in England and then we're going to tour America this summer, taking a couple of weeks off for the World Cup.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Joe Strummer.
Adios, amigo.
Good night.
Thank you.